Thanks for tuning in to the Animal Control Report podcast, where we help debunk the dog catcher stereotype. A lot of times people think it's a dog catcher when they hear about animal control officers. But here on the Animal Control Report, we change that by taking you inside the day-to-day operations of animal control officers. Not only will you hear stories of animal control officers, but you'll hear from industry experts as well. We are also part of the Keep It Humane podcast network. We have some amazing partners there, so check them out at keepithumane.com/podcast network. You can listen to all the animal control and animal welfare related podcast there. And let's continue to help people help animals. Welcome to the Animal Control Report with your hosts, Daniel Ettinger and
Willie Ettinger.
What? You're part of the Animal Control Report now?
Yeah.
Well, this is a special edition because it is Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week. Lily?
Me?
That's you. Give us some appreciation that you have for ACOs, animal control officers. What do you know about us, and what I guess, like, what has your experience been?
Well, can you rephrase your question?
I have a young attorney on our hands. What do you know about animal control officers? Are they like what you see in the movies?
No.
Like Doggy Hotel or 101 Dalmatians?
Buddy, I never watched Doggy Hotel. Okay. No, you guys are not like what you see in like the movies. You guys aren't the dog nappers. Literally what you guys are called in movies. You know, because they're like, you guys do this. Or like an, what's it called? Life of Pets? Maybe?
Secret Life of Pets, yeah.
Yeah, they, you know, they, like, make, like, a really bad image for animal control officers, and not all, but most movies and TV shows do that. So they spread a false image.
They do. You know where that came from, though?
Where?
Well, it's not somebody, like, you're creative. Those that don't know Lily, she's super creative. She writes songs all the time, and how many... what's this album called that you're working on?
Which one? I'm working on 3.
Oh, well, I think our listeners will like to know the name, but really quick. So like the dog catcher or dog napper wasn't just like some creative person like you. It was truly, unfortunately, like our profession. Like we used to be like that.
Yeah.
And so they made it in that image. And unfortunately, we're still, even though we're not like that anymore, we're still dealing with the history of our profession.
Yeah, like we look kind of like we didn't learn about like animal control in specific or really at all at school. But, you know, we learned like a kid in my class one time was like, you know, Germany sucks because of like the Holocaust and stuff.
Oh, sure.
And we had to go over like this entire thing about how things that happened in the past are still like affecting us, but we shouldn't, you know, title everything because things have changed.
Yeah, like I really want to go visit Germany.
Yeah,
definitely. Well, okay, let's hear the titles. I think all of our listeners want to know, like, what's the titles of these 3 albums that you're working on?
These 3, okay. Okay, so the one I first started working on was Forget It. Yeah, I'm sorry. It takes me a while to process.
It's called Forget It.
Yeah, it's called Forget It.
Okay, cool.
The second one is called I Don't Understand.
Okay.
Third one is called For Real.
I like that. Okay. All right. Any of them a double CD? That just shows my age. A double CD was back in the day when it was like basically 2 albums in one, and then they could charge more.
Yeah. No, that was I Don't Understand and For Real used to be 1 album, and then it got to 31 songs and I had to split it in half.
Yeah, that's a double CD.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take people back. I'm going to share my screen here and see if you remember this. Can you see that there, Lily?
Let me bring my phone closer because...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my... Wait, I actually had good handwriting.
Yeah, you did. So this here is a book that you made called How to Train a Puppy by Lillian Ettinger. Do you remember how old you were?
I was in 2nd grade, so I was 7 or 8.
Okay. Okay.
And I specifically remember sitting on the floor of my classroom writing this.
You remember? Oh, okay, cool. Do you think you'll be able to read it on your phone, or should I read it?
I can see if I can read it.
All right, here we go. So this is How to Train a Puppy by Lillian Ettinger.
That's me. Yeah, I
Great.
can't read this.
Well,
No, I can. I can. And there's some words I can't read.
wait, this one in the pink dress is you?
I don't know.
Because if
I
it is,
think it says.
I'm getting it says human.
It says human. Yeah, I think it says human.
Does say human. Not humane, but human. So
Human.
maybe should I get that as a tattoo? Because I will. Even
Yeah,
though
you should.
I already have one Lily tattoo. For those of you watching on YouTube, you can see it right there. That's Lily. Okay, let's go. Oh, you said who? I'm reading it.
Yeah, can you read it? Because I can't see half the words.
Yeah, you bet. So for those of you that can't see it on wherever you're watching, you can watch this on YouTube. You can also watch it on Spotify. And you have a photo of a human and the sun, dogs, window, and pads. Chapter one is called Puppy Pads. Puppies need a place to go potty. Puppies sometimes go in the house. Puppies have puppy pads. Because the pads keep the pee and the poo from the ground, puppies can't keep it in for that long. Do you remember that? It's amazing. It's amazing. I love this. What do you remember what even, I mean, I know it was a long time ago, but what inspired you to write that?
Okay, we were doing a writing assignment in class and we had to write about something that we knew about, and I
Okay.
wrote about this.
I wonder if it was Frenchie or Gus at that time.
That was second grade, it was Gus.
Gus. Okay. Here we go. Page two. You have the sun and the dog. This is chapter two. Place to play. A place to play to play is at a dog park. Dog, wait.
Yeah,
They
that's.
so they can burn their energy so they are tired when they come home. But the good part is that you can take a nap after, which I absolutely love. I think you wrote that because I probably like to take naps. All right, now we have chapter three, Place to Sleep. We have a door drawn, a dog drawn, and a window drawn. This is perfect. Place to sleep. A nice place to sleep is on a dog bed because it's warm, soft, comfy, and fuzzy. But dog have to sleep in a bed that is not too small or too big. You want it to be just, and then I think we ran out of space. Just right.
I did.
Probably just right.
Yeah.
This is great. Okay, now we go to chapter four. We're almost there. I think halfway through, maybe even less. All right, chapter four. Walks. So you have a drawing at the top with a very bright sun, clouds, grass, a dog, and a human. Walks are really helpful for dogs so they can be healthy and to go potty. Dogs love walks because they like to use their energy, and that helps them get more energy. That more energies dogs, and that was it. So we ran out of space there. That's okay. You were in second grade. It's fine. I'm getting, the more energies dogs burn, the tireder they are. All right, chapter five, dog food times two a day. Okay, we're feeding them twice a day. We have a drawing of a cloud, a door, a food bowl, and a dog. That's right. So chapter five. Food is good for dogs. Puppies need puppy food. Big dogs need dog food. Dogs love food. Dogs need food. Dogs are only supposed to eat dog food. If a dog has chocolate or grapes, they can get sick. Dogs are protective, maybe? Dogs
Yeah, I think
are.
that says protective.
Okay, cool. I like how you know about the grapes. That's in second grade, bro.
Okay, I think it's supposed to say dogs are protective of their food, because I think I was probably talking about Tucker.
Oh yes, Big
I
Tuck.
got the
He
brains.
Tucky is he definitely is a little protective of his food, but not in a bad way. He just bark, bark.
Yeah,
Actually,
just quite bark.
he has his piercing bark. Bark. That's more like Tuck.
Yeah.
Bark. He's very barky. I should throw a picture of Tuck in here. All right, let's go. All right, chapter six, Meet Other Dogs. So this one It looks like a tornado and two dogs is what it looks like.
It
But this is cool. This is cool. Okay. Meet other dogs. Which dogs are good? You should take. Wait. Which
think this is when.
dogs are good? You should.
I think this says when dogs are good, you
Oh.
should take them to the dog park.
There you
Dogs
go.
like mine love dog parks. When
Yes.
a dog, if did I miss a line?
When a dog burn their
Oh.
energy, but the good part is you gotta nap.
Second grade B loves napping.
Hey, I absolutely love napping too. That for those of you that can see this is absolutely just beyond excellent. I think I have to get that
Wait.
Gus Gus drawing. That's Gus Gus right there,
This
isn't
is
it?
Gus. I think that this is Tucker.
Yeah, so that's Gus and Tuck, right? That makes sense. So Gus is on the white and brown one, and then Tuck
Yeah.
is the all brown one.
Wait, can I take a screenshot real quick?
Yeah, of course. That was pre-Mooney too.
Yeah, that kind of looks like Mooney, but we didn't have Mooney.
We didn't have him yet, no.
That's just, we'll edit that photo later.
Okay, cool. All right, we're gonna stop sharing the screen and go back to animal control stuff. So let's see if I know how to do this.
That was a great book, just by the way.
Absolutely great book.
Can I like turn up my brightness? Yeah, there we go.
So you have also, and I don't think we have access to it,
We don't.
but
I do.
you do. So do you want to
Yeah.
tell them about where we're going next? We're not going to the zoo, bro. That's exactly where
That's
we're.
not what red flag.
Red flag. Talk about it, kiddo.
Okay, so when I was in fifth grade, we did a research project about zoos, whether they were good or bad. We had resources for both. We read both resources. We read both sides of the story, and we had to come up with an opinion. Almost all of my like fifth grade class and the class, the other one, there was only two. I mean, this is only like 40 kids, but we all said that zoos were bad. Or the majority of English. The majority of us said that they were bad because of like how they treat animals and
Okay.
what animals have to go through.
Okay.
Do you want me to pull up my essay?
Yeah, I think our listeners absolutely want you to pull up the
Okay.
essay.
Let's see.
This will be great. So for our listeners, while she's doing that, Lily is a 12-year-old and she is in college.
What? No. I'm in sixth grade.
She's also in a play, well, a musical called Beauty and the Beast right now.
Yeah.
And I'll be there to watch that in person very soon. I'm excited to see that. That's fun, huh?
Yeah, it's tiring though.
You were there all day today, right?
Yep.
It's funny because like we're talking about animals and then you're participating in Beauty and the Beast. So I think that's kind of neat. Beauty and the.
Dad, don't get copyrighted.
I think I have 10 seconds. I think there's the Fair Something Act where I can like
Actually,
play music for 10 seconds. And if I sing it, it's not bad. It's just if you use the actual stuff that is owned by Disney or whoever makes Beauty and the Beast,
that's Disney, Dad. You were correct.
then I'll get sued. But Disney makes us look like the dumb dog catcher anyway, so they can go.
What the frick is this? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It just brought me to a blank piece of paper. Actually, this is not paper. I did not write this on paper. No, this one. No, I did not want. I don't want so. The zoo. Okay, why do I have two zoo opinion papers?
You have somebody else's?
Brady, I might. No, but it says they're both blank. Why are you blanking on me?
Yeah, with the blank.
I'm opening just like 1,000 documents
Okay, well,
to
when
try
you get it up,
and
you just run with it, kid. It's all
yeah,
you.
okay, so I don't have my computer, do I? No, I don't. Gosh.
It's not working on the iPad.
No, it is. I just can't find it. Let me just let me scroll down. I get mad at Google Docs.
Fair. It's probably something to get mad at.
Yeah. I got Matt. No, I lost my AirPods today.
Did you find them?
Yeah, I found them.
Well, then you didn't really lose them. You just
No, I
misplaced them.
did. They fell out of my pocket and they went to the security office.
Do you remember that time when you were here and we went to the library?
And I lost them.
That library is pretty cool, though, you have to admit.
That's plastic water bottles. I thought I found it. That was about plastic water bottles.
Okay. Well,
Again, plastic water bottles.
if you can't pull it up, I'm sure you can just talk about it because
Yeah, I can probably.
your memory is pretty darn good.
I don't I mean just like I don't know about that, but that's a great song name.
I don't know about that, yeah. And you know what else is a
No.
good song name? I don't
What?
know about you.
I'm feeling 22.
All of our Swifties are like, yes. All the non-Swifties are just like, dude, for real right now.
Shut up. We were talking about Taylor Swift at rehearsal today.
Well, I'm sure.
Oh, well, I realized I just started like. No. They, okay. Oh, well, that's because my teacher owns the document.
Oh, so you can't
I'm
see
with
it
my
anymore.
teacher. No, I can. Maybe. If
Okay.
she did not, if she deleted it, I'd be very mad at her and I'd go to, be like, I'm walking down the street. This should be. There's two of them. Why is there two? So. Zookosis. Like, if I just search up. Wait. Zoos, yay or nay, maybe? No. Let's look at my note-taking sheet. Oh, yeah, well, so I have my note-taking sheet, but oh, well, why don't we just look with people?
I'm going to edit this part so you're good.
Yeah, thanks. I'm just like failing at finding this.
It's okay.
Not kind of forgot what my teacher's name was for a minute. Okay.
That's cool that you still have access to it, though, from last year
I
for 2 years.
should. No, this is my fifth grade. Wait, was
No,
this?
it was fourth grade.
No, this was fifth grade.
Was
Now
it?
I'm
Okay.
talking about water bottles. We I talk about a lot. World, no, that's not world. Gender inequality. Girlie, where did this go? It really does not wanna, kinda. Well, it kinda just dipped on me.
Okay.
It might be in my fifth grade writing. No, it's not. How dare it? Wait, that could also be information. It's just. I don't remember what I. No, I didn't write any information. No, I did. Okay, I can't find it, and that's making me depressed. Okay. Buddy. No. Yeah, I don't know. It just kind of went not today and just dipped.
Just gone.
Just kind of dipped on us, not gonna lie.
You want to try to just talk about it without?
Yeah,
Or
I can do that.
okay, cool,
Oh
go.
wait, I can look. I can
What?
look at my notes. I can look at my notes sheet. I have a notes sheet that actually works.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay. I have my notes. Pros
Right,
and
so
cons.
we're gonna set it up. So, okay, so we're gonna go into, let me try that again. Let me do this.
Five.
We're back with the notes of the zoo pros and cons, right?
Yes.
Okay, take it away.
Okay, should I start with pros?
Yeah, it's your show, kiddo.
Okay, I'll start with pros because they're at the top of my notes. So, the pros for zoos is that they help save endangered animals.
Okay.
Like, for example, in one of the articles we read, the Phoenix Zoo helped save nine Arabian, I don't know how to say that, from going extinct because of hunters and habitat destruction. So they've been able to help with, like saving animals and keeping them from going endangered.
So like preservation and conservation.
Yes. Like they also like take in sick animals.
Yeah.
And then I have a lot of cons.
Let's talk about the
So
cons.
my cons that I have were that so animals were so miserable that they wanted to hurt, like physically hurt themselves. So, they would twist their necks and they would tear holes in their own skin,
Oh my.
because they were so miserable in the enclosures that they are forced to stay in. And then, so animals that are kept in, like cage-like enclosures have been found to start shaking the bars
Okay.
because they're just trying to get out. They're trying to escape. They're trying to go back to where they're from.
Okay.
And now there are like animals that are born in zoos, and they can even grow up miserable there, even if that's the only thing that they know.
Because their instinct is like, wait, this doesn't seem right. Isn't there a term for that?
I don't know.
You taught me it, and it was zookosis.
Yeah, zookosis.
Yeah.
That's actually what the article I got this stuff is called.
Zookosis.
Yeah. So zookosis is animal depression,
Okay.
when like animals are just, kind of like, because it's not like human, like it's not like humans, like, what? Okay, English. Humans is like aren't the only animals that get depression.
Okay.
Like animals, what we refer to as animals, get depression too. So,
Like the whale that I had to help push back into the ocean yesterday.
yeah. And speaking of whales, and it actually a whale, he was at a zoo and he was deprived from outside air, sunlight, and compassion, and he died.
Was he a whale?
Yes, it was a whale. His enclosure was, from what I remember, was about to was no was about, I think, 30 something. Like it was either like 30, I think it was like 30 yards or something.
That's so small.
It was really small, and like, it was like 30 by like something. And also with animals in zoos, animals are living, shorter lives because they are being, they don't get to do what they would do in the wild. They don't have these things to live off of. The food they're getting is different. They're not going to start feeding them what they would hunt in the wild. They're not going to feed them, chimpanzees or something
Yeah.
like that at the zoo, because that gives them a bad look.
That makes
So
sense. Like
they're
they
being
wouldn't give
like,
like a lion its normal prey.
yeah.
That
So
makes
think about
sense.
it, like animals that are, pulled from the wild, that's what they've been eating. Everything that they, were eating originally gets taken away from them. The
Makes
only
a
thing
lot
that
of
they have
sense.
to really eat are birds that fly into their enclosures, and if they catch them.
Wow, like the only thing wild
Yeah, like they're
and
not
like
going to feed
alive.
them.
And they probably
Yeah.
don't even know how, like, they probably don't have the skills anymore to like really hunt.
Yeah, I mean, like, have you gone to a zoo and really saw like any animals, actually hunting?
No.
Like, even when birds fly into their cages, they've lost all of that.
Remember we went to the safari park here, and it, though I tried to pretend it wasn't a zoo, it still kind of was a zoo.
It was.
But they did have that big prairie land, which was cool. But again, they're not going to put a lion over there to chase the like the buffalo, or you know what I mean? Like they're not going to do anything
Yeah.
like that, because the we would be like, that's too inhumane.
Yeah, but like, people are like, well, zoos are helping. Like, yes, zoos help, animals, but at the same time, they're taking away things that they need to live. So they're prioritizing, human entertainment over, animals. And like, if someone, we all get so mad when we as he when a human gets, taken away from stuff for entertainment. But
Sure.
when it's, an animal, we all disregard it.
Folks, just so you're, if you're wondering, I'm the actual vegan one, not Lily, but I'm just saying, like she, you know, that's where I'm.
I'm the philosopher.
So as we wrap it up for our listeners for Animal Control Officer Appreciation Week, thank you for just sharing all that cool stuff about your book that you wrote about how to train a puppy. I thought that was magnificent. And your zoo philosophy. What else? Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners?
I mean, something on my mind.
Okay. How about since it's Animal Control Appreciation Week?
Thank you, animal control officers. We love
Yeah.
you.
Aww. Slay. Also,
Yes, please.
Wu-Tang is for the children.
No. Okay, Taylor Swift, Olivia Rodrigo, and Ed Sheeran on top.
Okay, we're gone here. Love you, kiddo.
Bye, Dad.